didn't know my father growing up. My mom left when I was 5 years old, so I was raised by my grandmother in Oakland, California. I mean, like I said, she basically paid her bills by collecting water bottles and cans, and those only worth like 5 cents, so my job as a kid was just to collect bottles and cans. If your rent is $1,000, that's a whole bunch of cans and bottles to collect, so just for her to just be able to do that consistently to still pay the bills, to show how much she was committed to make sure I had a roof over my head. And eventually she got, you know, kind of old and couldn't do it no more. Got a call from my uncle, told me grandma in the hospital. She really couldn't speak too much, but she still was able to understand. 2 minutes before she passed away, I made a promise to her, and I told her, I'm gonna get out of Richmond, I'm gonna go to Oakland, California. I'm gonna go D1 and I'm gonna live my dream, which is playing the NFL. And it's about 30 seconds later, close her eyes, and that's when the problem started for me. And like I said, I've been through a lot. I could have easily quit, could have easily did the drugs, the gangs. That promise, it was with me. I wasn't gonna let my grandmother down.
When you watch this guy, he's one of these guys I love because you see second effort.
I'm relentless. Like I said, I'm just somebody that's just gonna use my speed, use my athleticism, and just my hunger and my fight just to get to that quarterback. And like I said, I can't wait to, you know, play in that new stadium and have all the Atlanta Falcons fans rise up.